You are welcome to the 5-Minute Daily Devotion Podcast brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. I am Olusegun Mokuolu. Our Bible text is 1 Kings chapter 17, verse 1 to 4. Now, Elijah the Tishbite from Tishbe in Gilead said to Ahab, "As the Lord, the God of Israel, lives, whom I serve, there will be neither dew nor rain in the next few years, except at my word." Then the word of the Lord came to Elijah, "Live here, turn eastward, and hide in the Kirit Raven, east of Jordan. You will drink from the brook, and I have directed the ravens to supply you with food there." Elijah prophesied that there was not going to be rain. The natural consequence of that prophecy was famine. There was no food. Things were going to get scarce and difficult. But if you remember the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, he said, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God." We read that scripture, but I'm not too sure we truly believe it. The truth is this: a child of God does not have economic problem. What we usually have is a problem of ignorance of what has been said in his word. God didn't create us and send us into this world to come and look for what to eat and struggle to eat till we die. Does it even make sense that the whole essence of life is that when a child is born, he's sent to school, all of that is to train the child to feed himself or herself. And then when they become adult, they spend all their lives just trying to earn a living. Jesus came and said, that is not how we were created to live, that we should pursue the kingdom of God and these things shall be added. When you look at verse 2, the scripture says the word of the Lord came to Elijah. Elijah lived by the word of God. It does not matter the scarcity. It does not matter how difficult things were. The word of God was the life of Elijah. And he said, "Live here, turn eastward." So you will notice that the word of God will give you direction. He said, "Live here, turn eastward, and hide in Kirit Raven." That is direction. The word of God gave him direction. Then he said, "Hide here, east of Jordan." That is location. And then he said, "I have directed ravens to supply you with food there." That is provision. So you could see that the word of God gave him direction, gave him a location, and gave him a provision. You won't have provision if you lack location. You won't have provision if you lack direction. The problem is that a lot of believers do not know how to live by the word of God, or they have chosen not to live by the word of God. Whenever anybody lives by the word of God will give you direction. Rather than take direction from God, most people are trying to give themselves direction in life. Most people are the one determining their own location. How many people will obey God if God said, "Go and hide yourself by a brook, a place where there is just streams of water slowly moving by"? Where will Elijah sleep there? Is that a kind of comfortable place that he would love to live? But that was where God led him to. That is what it means to be a Christian. The scripture says, "As many as are led by the Spirit of God." Not as many as are led pursuing dollars, pursuing pounds, chasing naira, chasing cedis. It's not as many as are led by their own carnal desires. He said, as many as are led by the Spirit of God. When you are led by the Spirit of God, you will have direction in life. When you have direction, you will have location. Your location will lead you to your allocation. These are not rhymes of words. These are just truth of the scriptures. That God gave Elijah direction. And that direction led him to a location. And in that location, even in a difficult time, he found provision. I pray that you will live by God's word in Jesus' name. You can please reach us on this number, +234-818-615-7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.